Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today. My name is Chaplain Vlani Gregory, and I want to share from God's Word a verse of Scripture that I pray will encourage your heart. It's out of the book of Exodus, chapter 4, and verse 3. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness hath shut them in. In this portion of Scripture, God had delivered his people out of bondage, but they were now facing a time that were, the Bible says, there were rocks on both sides of them. There was the Red Sea in front of them, and Pharaoh was coming up behind them. But God told Moses, before this incident happened, he told Moses what Pharaoh would say and do. Even before Pharaoh did it or said it, God knew what the enemy was going to do. Today, I want to encourage you to know this, that our God knows what the enemy of our souls and of our physical being, he knows what they're going to do even before they're going to do it. And God has a way out for you and for me if we'll stand on the authority of his word. And he said this, Pharaoh will say that the land has entangled them. How many of you today has the land entangled you, got you in a position, jobs are hard to find, it's hard to make a living, looks like everybody's trying to tell everybody what to do, and everybody is entangled in the land. We need to come out from under that entanglement and know that God is still God. Let me tell you something, the rocks that they were surrounded by, God made them, God owned them. The Red Sea they were facing, God made them, God owned it. Pharaoh that was coming up behind them, God had his hand on them. He knew what they were going to do. It was a setup, not for God's people, but for the enemy. Because when the enemy got up to God's people, God put a cloud in between the Israelites and the Egyptians. The Bible says it was dark on the side of the Egyptians, but it was light on God's side. That's the way it is today. The world is in darkness. There's a cloud over them of darkness, but God's people has a light in them, and they know the way out. And God made a way. He let a strong wind blow all that night and roll the Red Sea back and let his people go through on dry land. I love that part because God didn't even want his children's shoes to get muddy. God takes care of us to the final, the least bit of minute details in our life. But when they got through, the Egyptians said, well, they're entangled. We'll go get them anyway. And they went into the Red Sea, and that was a sore mistake on their part because when they went in, they never came back out. Let me tell you something, people. Don't be dismayed about the time we're now living in. Don't be discouraged about the rocks and the mountains that seem to surround you or the sea that's ahead of you or the enemy that's coming up, because our God is still God. He's bigger than all these situations. You don't have any problems today. All you need is faith in God. If you'll put your eyes on him, God will bring you to the place of deliverance. What he did for the Israelites by the Red Sea, he'll do for us today. No matter what we're facing, he's able to roll it back. He's able to give us a passage through whatever we're facing and bring us to safety on the other side. And I love what God told Moses. He said, listen, after today, you'll see their faces no more. God's got a way of removing the faces of the enemy that's coming after you. You don't need to seek vengeance. You don't need to seek revenge. God will take care of that. You just do your part and follow the direction that he has for you. And his direction is found in his word. Jesus said, I am the way. Today, if you're having a hard time and you don't know, there's some of you out there, you absolutely don't know which way to turn. If you'll take time to pray and get on your face before God and hear from God, God will tell you which route to take. God will lead you in a path. But first, you must receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those listening on the sound of my voice that today they'll receive you as their Lord and Savior, that they'll quit trying to figure these things out on their own or by themselves, that they'll look to you, the one that even knows. You said, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Encourage hearts today. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast today. And I pray that you'll keep praying for me as I keep on keeping on for Jesus. Thank you, and God bless you.